Welcome to your five for the day. A little while ago, I conducted a funeral for a dear friend aged 100 years. Yes, 100 years. I know of no other living people who have reached that amazing age. As I pondered this remarkable age, my mind went to a man in the Bible who was a centurion. Not in terms of age, but in terms of rank in the Roman army, occupying the land of Israel in the time of Jesus. He was responsible for the crucifixion of Jesus, probably one of his easiest roles. On this occasion, he was to oversee three victims being escorted from their cells to the scene of crucifixion just outside the city walls of Jerusalem. The victims would have been stripped of any remaining clothes, which then became the possession of the lower-ranking soldiers. We are actually told that Jesus' coat was gambled for by the four soldiers nearest to the cross. Each victim would then be laid on the cross on the ground so that their limbs could be either tied to the cross or, in Jesus' case, be nailed to the cross, causing immense agony. The cross would then be hauled upright to be dropped into the socket in the ground, inflicting unbelievable pain on the victim. For the next 3 hours, this centurion watched as vile insult after insult was hurled at Jesus. Incredibly, he would hear Jesus pray for the forgiveness of these people. He would have watched as Jesus commended his mother to the care of the disciple John. He would have heard Jesus' cry of abandonment as he directed his words heavenward. "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" He would have heard Jesus' loud cry of victory in the words, "It is finished," and looked in amazement as Jesus chose his moment to die by commending his spirit to his Father God. Possibly the centurion had witnessed many crucifixions during his tour of duty in Israel, but never had he witnessed anything like this. No previous victim had conducted himself with so much dignity as Jesus. No previous victim, whilst impaled on the cross, had asked forgiveness for those perpetrating this act, or for the surrounding crowd who had been verbally abusing him. No other victim had ever shouted a cry of triumph. If anything, they might have cried, "I am finished," but never, "It is finished." Truly, for so many reasons, Jesus was unique. So what did "it is finished" mean? Who was this man Jesus? And what was he all about? I can imagine the penny slowly dropping in this man's mind as it dawned upon him that Jesus was really who he claimed to be, the Son of God. He would have realized, I am sure, the purpose of his death, to bear the sins of the world and the punishment for those sins in his body on the tree, so that the sins of others could be forgiven. He understood this from the shout, "It is finished." The work Jesus had come to do was completed and done, so that for me and you, in the words of a song, there's a way back to God from the dark paths of sin. There's a door that is open, and you may go in. At Calvary's cross is where you begin, when you come as a sinner to Jesus. No wonder at the end of it all, the centurion confessed, "Truly, this was the Son of God." Whereupon I have no doubt that he turned to Jesus as his Saviour and experienced a whole change of life. We need to take that step of faith today when realizing what Jesus has done for us in order that we can become right with God. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.